Kenya's President Uhuru Kenyatta is headed to his second term, but that declaration by the country's elections board has brought forth celebration and conflict. Human rights group says that as many as 24 people have been killed since Tuesday's election. NPR's Ader Peralta reports.
Even before the declaration, some residents of Kibera, Nairobi's largest slum, are ready for a fight. They break up rocks and test their slingshots to fight against an election the opposition party says was rigged.
We are taking action as a revolution in the Republic of Kenya.
That's Ayu Ochien Agot. He says this is the last time they're going to let Kenya's two ruling tribes steal an election from them, and he's ready to fight for his tribe to have its own country. Across town, though, the elections board tallies its results and finds Kenyatta wins by more than a million votes.
I said, I wish to declare Honorable Uhuru Kenyatta as president-elect.
Knowing full well that election violence has ripped this country apart in the past, Kenyatta offers a conciliatory speech urging Kenyans to break bread, to tell each other,
regardless of whom you voted for, you are still my neighbor. You are still my brother. You are still my sister.
In Kibera, there is a stark divide. Police create a line between people celebrating Kenyatta's victory and those protesting it. Yamila Wathira says she's happy that police are using force because it avoids the kinds of clashes that killed more than 1,000 Kenyans in 2007.
They are our people. We love them. But they have to learn through their mistakes.
Suddenly, more armored vehicles cross in front of us. By the time I catch up, security forces have pushed all protesters deep into the slum. It sounds like small arms fire, and I see people running as a plume of tear gas rises in the distance. Ader Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.